Thus long they stood unmoving, silent before the great doors of Felagund. Then Glaurung spoke again, taunting Turin. "Evil have been all your ways, son of Húrin," said he. "Thankless fosterling, outlaw, slayer of your friend, thief of love, usurper of Nargothrond, captain foolhardy, and deserter of your kin. As thralls, your mother and your sister live in Dorlomin, in misery and want. You are arrayed as a prince, but they go in rags. For you they yearn, but you care not for that. Glad may your father be to learn that he has such a son, as learn he shall." And Turin, being under the spell of Glaurung, hearkened to his words, and he saw himself as in a mirror, misshapen by malice, and he loathed what he saw. And while he was yet held by the eyes of Glaurung in torment of mind and could not stir, at a sign from the dragon, the orcs drove away the herded captives, and they passed nigh to Turin and went over the bridge. And among them was Finduilas, and she held out her arms to Turin and called him by name. But not until her cries and the wailing of the captives was lost upon the northward road did Glaurung release Turin, and he might not stop his ears against that voice that haunted him after. Then suddenly Glaurung withdrew his glance and waited. And Turin stirred slowly as one waking from a hideous dream. Then coming to himself, with a loud cry, he sprang upon the dragon. But Glaurung laughed, saying, "If you wish to be slain, I will slay you gladly. But small help will that be to Morwen and Nienor. No heed did you give to the cries of the elf woman. Will you deny also the bond of your blood?" But Turin, drawing back his sword, stabbed at his eyes, and Glaurung, coiling back swiftly, towered above him and said, "Nay, at least you are valiant, beyond all whom I have met. And they lie who say that we of our part do not honor the valor of foes. See now, I offer you freedom. Go to your kin, if you can. Get you gone, and if elf or man be left to make tale of these days, then surely in scorn they will name you, if you spurn this gift.